Alright, folks, welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your daily dose of 5-minute fuel to ignite your day. I'm Jackson Reed, your hype man for life, here to get you pumped up and ready to tackle anything. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial: prioritizing relationships that nourish your mind and body. You know, those connections that genuinely make you feel good, inside and out. Ever notice how certain people just have this incredible energy around them? They lift you up, challenge you in a positive way, and leave you feeling more alive. That's the magic of truly nourishing relationships. Now, I get it, life is hectic. We're constantly juggling work, family, social commitments, and let's not forget that ever-growing to-do list. But hear me out, investing in these powerful connections isn't just about feeling good, it's a non-negotiable for your overall well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't fuel your car with low-grade gas and expect it to run smoothly, right? The same goes for your mind and body. You need those high-octane connections that provide genuine support, inspiration, and laughter, the kind that make you feel truly seen and understood. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize those relationships that truly nourish you. 1. Quality over quantity. It's not about having a massive circle of acquaintances. Focus on cultivating deep, meaningful connections with a few select individuals who genuinely uplift you. Think about those people who make you laugh until your sides hurt, who offer wise advice when you need it most, and celebrate your victories like they're their own. 2. Make time for connection. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Remember to schedule dedicated time for nurturing those important relationships. Even a quick phone call, a heartfelt text message, or a shared coffee break can go a long way in strengthening those bonds. Don't let the business of life steal away precious moments with the people who matter most. 3. Be present and engaged. When you're with your loved ones, put down your phone, turn off the distractions, and truly be present in the moment. Listen actively, engage in meaningful conversations, and show genuine interest in their lives. Remember, it's not about talking, it's about connecting on a deeper level. 4. Express your appreciation. Never underestimate the power of gratitude. Make it a habit to express your appreciation for the people who enrich your life. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening those bonds and reminding them how much they mean to you. Let them know you see their efforts and value their presence in your life. 5. Don't be afraid to set boundaries. Healthy relationships require mutual respect and clear boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes to protect your time and energy and to prioritize your own well-being. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's a sign of self-respect and a crucial part of maintaining healthy connections. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I had this friend, Sarah, who was constantly surrounded by people, always going out, attending events. You know the type, right? But she was always complaining about feeling drained, exhausted, like there wasn't enough time for herself. One day, we had coffee, and I asked her, "Sarah, are you truly connecting with these people, or is it just a constant stream of social obligations?" She paused, looked at me, and said, "Jackson, that's so true. I've been neglecting the relationships that actually matter." We talked about prioritizing quality time with loved ones, setting boundaries, and saying no to things that didn't genuinely energize her. Within a few months, Sarah was a different person. She radiated this calmness, this genuine joy that came from prioritizing those meaningful connections. It was amazing to see the transformation. Remember, it's not about isolating yourself, it's about choosing connections that truly nourish your mind and body. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize those relationships that make life brighter. Remember, quality over quantity, make time for connection, be present, express your gratitude, and don't hesitate to set healthy boundaries. Now go out there, nurture those connections, and watch your life blossom. Until next time, keep that spark alive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.